Hello, this is TJ.
Hey, TJ, it's Gail over at Local Splash. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good. How are you, Gail?
I'm doing good. So we talked, I think it was on Monday, if my memory is holding up. Just wanted to circle back, see how things were going.
Yeah, things were still wild and crazy. to be quite honest, I haven't even had time to even investigate anything here. So let's see here. Local Splash, you guys were going to do the website.
Yep. We're going to do the website, get you up on first page of Google.
But what was your guys' rate again? I can't remember. I've been getting phone calls for this for ever now.
I'm not surprised. It's because you've got a good reviews out there and you've got an established business. So yeah, it doesn't surprise me. So let me see. We had talked about, we needed a website, your Google business profile. I'm sorry.
Were you guys a monthly rate, $2.99 a month?
Yes. Yep. And that's exactly. So it's $2.99 a month. And then there's a one-time $99 setup fee. And then that you'll never see again. And then, so that $2.99 is a true flat monthly rate. There are no click fees or call fees or surcharges or taxes, whatever other extras people might have thought up over the years. We don't charge them. They don't exist. And that's regardless of whether you get 100 new calls or 150 or 250 calls in a month. It stays the same. So we don't filter those. We don't screen them. Don't sell them to you. Definitely don't charge you per. And we don't sell them to your competitors. So once we get you set up on the listing, we close down the category of remodeling, for Blaine, of course, but for a 50-mile radius. So we won't work with any of your competitors in that 50-mile radius.
The only thing I'm a little hesitant on, to tell you the truth, is just the monthly fee, because I know a lot of the guys that I've been working for, I shouldn't say working with, that have been trying to get me to sign up, they have a $600 fee, and then it's $300 a year for service or whatever it is for the maintenance server.
Gotcha. Well,
I don't know if they have an extra charge for clicks or not. That's the only thing I don't know.
Gotcha.
That's the thing I'm trying to figure out, because I do know a little bit about that, and I understand you got to pay more for clicks through Google and all this other fun stuff.
Actually, with us, no, you don't. I guess
it's already included, but I don't know about the guys that were doing the other, your competitors, I guess, let's just call them that. I don't know if they have extra costs for more clicks.
Gotcha. Well, this way, there aren't any. There's no extras. And we don't lock you into a contract. It is strictly month to month. So we intend to have to do our job every month to keep your business. Otherwise, I would expect you to drop us like a hot potato, right?
And then I think you guys said there's a $99 fee if I decide to take my website elsewhere or take it off your guys' server.
Yeah, there is a $99 buyout fee to take your domain and your website, and it's all yours. All right. We also don't lock you into a contract. I mentioned that already, didn't I?
Do I get my own domain name? Do I get to pick the domain?
Yeah, as long as it's available, certainly. Yep, we'll help you pick that. We can check to see what domain names are open. Absolutely.
The one I picked was still open, because I actually purchased it with the last company I was with, and then they didn't do their end of the deal, and I didn't get anything from them. Then I lost
that's
my
right.
domain name. I doubt a unique one, but.
Well, and they may have let loose with it by now too. We would just, I'd have to have our techs check to see if it is, if we can snag it back up again. So that might be a possibility too. And
I'm sure.
A word of caution, I would be a little leery. It's kind of like the guy that, so you quote somebody $60,000 for their brand new bathroom, and somebody else quotes them $25,000. You know what kind of work they're going to do, right?
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So there are a lot of dudes in your mom's basement that claim that they can do this. I actually just signed up a client earlier today who had been charged over $5,000 by one of those shysters, and he was into 6 months and he still wasn't on first page. And just looking at his stuff, I could see they didn't do anything that they promised. With us, give it to you in writing.
Yeah, what was your guys' company name again?
Local Splash.
Local
and we're Splash. Google.
Yeah. Marketing agency, Costa Mesa, California.
That's us.
Let's see.
We've been in business for 17 years. We're a Google Premier Channel partner, so we've actually been trained by Google how to transmit all of that data to them. So, you know, where these guys are taking 3 and 6 months industry average to puddle around with it and continue draining you, we do that in about 30 to 45 days, half the time, and I'll give that to you in writing.
All right. And when you say first page, is it, because, you know, last one they had to define what services I wanted first page. Is it the same thing, or is it just my company's going to be first page regardless?
So what I would want to do is key in on whatever your most profitable services is. Of course, your listing is going to be under remodeling, but I'm going to break that out by kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, if you do basements or basement conversions, garage conversions. I'm going to list all of that out. That way you pop when they're looking for those other little things that, you know, people look for the weirdest things. So it definitely is beneficial. We'll get all the keywords on there you want as long as they are services you offer.
Yeah, and so how many of those are you going to have listed on the first page in, like, let's just say in 3 months?
That's a good question. So under remodeling is what you're going to pop for first and foremost. The others, the lesser keywords, I'll say, because they're not going to be a prominent keyword, I can't say. Nobody could. If they tried to tell you that they knew, their pants are on fire.
Because like the one company I was working with, like they told me to pick like 10 things, 10 keywords, right?
So right.
They were as vague as remodel. They were kitchen remodel, bathroom, basement remodel, siding, roofing, concrete. You know, I had to pick 10 things that I was proficient in and I offer.
And only 10?
Well, they said 10, and then they would get me ranking on first page of Google for the 3 of the 10.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's an interesting setup. Yeah, we don't limit your keywords. As long as there's services that you offer, we can use them all. And we'll build that content with the keywording right into your website. Website's going to be Google compliant.
Yeah, and they use them all. They just had me ranking first while they were supposed to have me ranking first.
Gotcha.
So that was their commitment, that 3 of the 10 would be ranking first on Google page, Google first page.
Gotcha.
Second page, third page, who knows, nth page, whatever it is.
Right.
They didn't really pull through.
I hear that a lot, unfortunately. There are honestly a lot of companies out here that claim to be able to do what we do. And honestly, I hear that all the time, unfortunately. I don't like you guys getting taken advantage of like that. It makes me mad.
Well, yeah, and I'm not very happy because I think I got like one or two jobs. Actually, now that I think about it, I bet I've had that web them as my servicer, and I don't even really know that I do anymore because I quit paying them, and because I told them I wasn't going to pay them because they didn't uphold their end of the deal.
Sure. Well, good for you. I would expect you to do nothing less. I did do this.
Yeah.
What's that?
I think I've been like 9 months now with them, and I think I got like 2 jobs from them.
Oh, TJ, that's awful. That's an awful return.
It is awful, but I've got enough work that it really hasn't been a priority to do anything. Because like I said, they gave me the 3 month deal, and after month 4, I said, all right, guys, where are we at? And I called them. They said, you're ranking. I said, no, I'm not. I already looked. So we went through all over the phone. He goes, you're right. We got one of the 10. I said, yep.
Exactly.
The thing is, so I own my own construction company, but before this, I was a supply chain director.
So oh, running nice.
Running a business is what I thrive as.
Sure. So well, and it
that
it
shows. I don't really skip my because I have that mindset where some other construction people, they don't quite have that mindset because they're more construction focused.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, it definitely pays to be able to, and truly, there are so many guys out there that are contractors that have no idea how to run their business. So that you do, and you know what you need, that's a huge, huge advantage. And it shows.
Yeah, no.
It definitely shows.
Yeah, I mean, that's why, kind of toot my own horn, I guess, but my friend who I started kind of journeying under for 7 months, I told him my plan. I said, I'm going to start my own business. I'm going to grow it. And I said, I'm going to be gone in like 3 years. I won't be working anymore. You know, I'll be managing. He's like, yeah, good luck. Well, my first
nice.
Year, he normally does probably, I would say he probably makes $60,000 to $80,000 a year. So his gross is probably 500, not even 500,000.
Right.
Well, my first year, I did about 750,000 on my own. And this second year of mine right now, I'm looking at possibly hitting about 1.3, 1.4 million.
Nice. Rock it, so, DJ. That's fantastic. Well, let's keep you going. Let's get
people. So the website would be nice because then I could have people hire through there. I could put a link on there for looking for work.
You bet. Well, and the other thing, too, now I forget. Did you have a Facebook account?
No, I don't.
Okay, even a personal one?
No. God, no.
Okay. I know.
I understand.
Yeah.
Behind it. So I do want a business one because it will be beneficial.
Well, and I'll tell you what. So you can do a personal page and just not pay attention to it. That's actually what I do. I pay zero attention to my personal page. But I do use it for work. Something that I found, well, a couple of things with Facebook. When I was in construction, I was actually using Facebook to post for subs. And I had a lot of luck that way because people are going on there looking for work. So part of your package is that we'll run, excuse my dog, he's yelling. So part of your package is monthly Facebook advertising for clients, but you can use your page to post for help also. So that's, you know, kind of double benefit, I guess, out of the Facebook.
And that's already included in the $2.99 a month?
Yep, already included every single month.
All right. I mean, I'd be interested to give a shot. How many kind of, what's your guys' success rate like on average?
We have very little client turnover. We do our work quickly and efficiently because we know all the ins and outs. We keep an eye on the algorithms like a dog on a bone.
Yeah.
We're always in your account making those micro adjustments so that you stay on that first page. So we have very little client turnover. I've firsthand seen Local Splash do their thing with my construction company before I retired from it, and I've seen them do it over and over again with other clients. I love watching you guys get on first page. Nothing gets me more excited than seeing you guys pop on first page. Y'all are my people. I like to say I like working with construction people and like to see you guys succeed.
Well, I mean, I gotta say, I'm looking at, like, cause I've spent a lot of money on, like, marketing and shit lately. Between all the leads, and ideally I get out of leads, cause I spend, to be quite honest, I use a lead program, I probably spend more in 1 week of leads than $2.99.
I bet you do if you're on Home Advisor or Angie's.
Yep, Angie's.
Yeah.
I spend about $2,000 a month.
Oh god, ouch. It sounds familiar, but ouch. Yeah, well, I know some of my leads were coming through for, what's that?
I only use them because I actually, you know, it's worth $2,000 right now, you know?
Sure.
It's actually,
yeah.
Leads, so I don't necessarily mind, but it's not a long-term strategy. That's just a short-term gap fill until my name becomes, I'm on Google where people are finding me and I'm not finding them.
Exactly. So, you know, when I would get remodeling leads that came through Home Advisor and Angie's, they were about $150 a pop, somewhere between $100 and $150, right? That's still about the same.
Relatively. I mean, bathroom remodels are anywhere from $90 to $120, and kitchen remodels are probably close to $20 to $150. Decks are $60 to $80. Basement finishings probably close to that $150 again, just because it's all based on how much, you know. But it's kind of, they have a kind of neat little program too, though. Well, just, I mean, I don't know if you know, but now they actually have salesmen, basically, project managers who are looking for
work. Oh, yeah.
And if they find work, they send it to a couple contractors in the area, get bids from them, which is nice because you don't pay for that service until, but if you close the job, you get a 10% salesman fee.
Ouch.
Which is fine. I mean, that's the same as a salesman, you know, 10% is what I was. You know, I want to pay my salesman when he comes on board about 8 to 10%. So I don't mind that because at least I don't have to pay anything up front.
Right, right. Have you gotten, I've heard about that part of their service, but I hadn't gotten it skinny. Have you been able to get any jobs that way yet? I'm just curious how they worked out.
I've only had two people reach out to me because I just started it. They just reached out to me I want to say maybe like a couple months ago. I've only had like a couple jobs. I mean, they're pretty big. Like I just went and did one for like a whole house remodel. And it's just a bunch of ins and outs. The guy's trying to sell his place. So, but you know, it's still like a $30,000 job, but that's a pretty big job.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and you know, look at it another way too, TJ. So if those leads are, let's just say they're averaging $100 a pop, you only have to scale back three of them to make up and get out of that hamster wheel and onto your long-term plan.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to see what I can do here with my thing here. I'm always looking around at stuff here. Let's see here.
You bet.
I'm trying to see how I can, if I'm at the minimum now or they actually want me to go more, of course, because I have a good rating.
Yeah, I set my limits, and they just continued to drain my account. They just kept sending leads, even when I was shut off. It was very bad.
They haven't done that to me, thankfully.
That might be because they got their hand slapped by the FTC.
They probably did, because when I was in Texas, I owned my own power washing company. And that's where I started picking up these lead software, and I was doing that. And yeah, I did the same thing where I paused it. They'd still send me a couple. I'm like, wait a freaking second. You guys.
Yeah. The hell are you? Exactly.
I mean, I wouldn't mind giving it a shot. I'm just trying to see where I'm at on my deal here. If I can drop down get it down to, reduce my thing here. Let's see here. I don't know. I have to figure it out. Alright. Wait a second, is that per week? Hold on, I gotta go back here. Shit. What am I doing? I guess I'm down lower than that now. I already dropped mine down to $1,200.
Well, good. So you've got the room then in your marketing budget. We can start getting you off that hamster wheel.
I'm trying to see here. I got so many freaking... Let me do this, because in all honesty, I haven't even thought much about this until, this is probably the most I'm sitting here looking through all my budgets that I've set for myself and everything, and I'm doing it on my phone. Let me go back through this stuff. Can you call me Tuesday?
Yeah, I can do that.
I'll go back through this. Let me go back through and see what I can reallocate, because there's another one on here that I use. I might drop off. I got a couple different things. And let me see what I can do here.
Okay.
All right, let me see.
You sound like...
Let me see what I can
what's
do.
That?
Call me back Tuesday. And
you
I'll
got it.
Through this, because it's a long weekend. I'm hopefully to get some work done. So, and then I will... Oh. I don't mind signing up because it sounds good. I'd like to give it a shot because I would like to rather just spend $300 a month and not, that's it. Because right now, like
right.
I said, between everything I have going on, I'm probably close to that $1,200 to $1,800 a month.
Wow, that's a lot.
I'd rather. Well,
okay.
You know, it's part of trying to get out there, so.
It is. It definitely is. All right. Yeah, absolutely. I just made myself a note. I'll give you a call on Tuesday and give you a chance to do your sorting on your budget, and then we'll go from there.
Perfect. Sounds good. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. You bet. You have a good holiday weekend. Stay safe, okay?
You do the same. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.